Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. It's not just roofs across the region that are plagued by ice this wintertime. Stretches of the Atlantic coastline have frozen over. There's ice so thick that it's trapped barges and tugboats in place and disrupted critical fuel lines. One oil tanker was stuck well off the coast of Nahant for days before it could make it to shore. The ocean ice has forced the cancellation of passenger ferries. It's damaged critical buoys and, in one case, pierced the hull of a Coast Guard tender. As a Coast Guard officer told the Boston Globe, this winter has been one of the worst. We're approaching records for the amount of ice formed and broken. The Coast Guard has been breaking ice since December to keep passages clear around the region. WBR reporter Simone Rios was out on an icebreaker in Hingham Bay earlier today with a hard-working crew.
Ferry's clear.
Lance Defoggy is captain of the USC Baller, a 65-foot Coast Guard vessel whose core mission is to break up ice. Defoggy and his crew were called out 2 weeks ago from their home port in New Haven, Connecticut. The six guys are working out of Point Allerton in Hull, helping to keep boats moving in Boston Harbor and beyond. Before taking off, Defoggy breaks down the nuts and bolts of icebreaking.
Not a whole lot of science or art form to it. It's you hit the ice, you break it up. The ice actually breaks with the weight of the ship. That's how we get our capability, not cutting or sawing or anything like that.
With a wind chill of 14 below, this morning the crew is breaking up the ice in Hingham Bay, which led the MBTA to cancel today's ferry service. Motoring at 10 knots, the boat headed straight for a giant white field of ice, acres in size. Huge slabs bob up and down as the bollard passes through. The ice is still there, but now there's less of a chance that it will freeze together overnight and make the harbor impassable. The boat can break ice 12 inches thick. If the first ram doesn't work, the crew uses a technique called backing and ramming, which is exactly what it sounds like. But even with moves like that, there are times when the ice is just too thick.
There are plenty of areas where we haven't been able to make through. Fortunately, here we haven't been here long enough to find those areas yet. Back home in Connecticut, there are plenty of areas where we just can't get through the ice. It's just too thick.
The Coast Guard's Operation Reliable Energy for Northeast Winters, or RENEW, is meant to ensure that supplies, energy, and emergency resources are available to communities in the region. The importance of the mission can hardly be understated, especially during winter. The Coast Guard says 75% of the heating oil used in the country is transported through New England, New York, and New Jersey, and 90% of that is delivered by barges. In order for the barges to safely make it to their destinations, the ice in their path needs to be broken up. It also frees up the waters for other public safety agencies like the Boston Fire Department, which operates its fireboats out of Burroughs Wharf in the North End. The agencies maintain close contact, reporting the buildup of ice so the Coast Guard can best mobilize its icebreakers. The Coast Guard also carries out ice reconnaissance flights and gets up-to-date information from the volunteer pilots of the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Returning to the facility at Point Allerton in Hull, Defoggy qualified it as a success.
Yeah, conditions are pretty good right now. The ice is loose. It's free-flowing. So hopefully with the tide, a lot of it will flush out of these small channels, and vessels can keep transiting through it.
That's our WBUR colleague reporting there, Simone Rios. He was out with the Coast Guard on an icebreaker in Hingham Bay earlier today.